This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani returned to the capital Wednesday after a flying visit to the besieged northern city of Mazar-e-Sharif to rally his beleaguered forces. This as Taliban fighters, having now taken more than a quarter of the country's provincial capitals in less than a week. His visit was overshadowed by the mass surrender of hundreds of Afghan soldiers in nearby Kunduz, along with the overnight capture of another provincial capital, the ninth city to be overrun since Friday. The loss of Mazar would be a catastrophic blow to the Kabul government and represent the complete collapse of its control over the north, long a bastion of anti-Taliban militias. Turkey is for now still intent on running and guarding Kabul airport after other foreign troops withdraw from Afghanistan, but is monitoring the situation after rapid advances by Taliban insurgents, two Turkish officials said. Turkey has offered to deploy troops at Kabul airport after NATO withdraws and has held talks with the United States for weeks. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has asked it to meet financial, logistical, and diplomatic conditions. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke with his Russian counterpart Wednesday to discuss transparency and risk reduction, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said in a statement following their telephone call. Russian jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny faces new criminal charges of establishing an organization that poses threats to the rights of Russian citizens, the investigative committee said in a statement Wednesday. The investigator said Navalny's anti-corruption foundation carried out the functions of a foreign agent and incited citizens to commit illegal acts. Russia labeled the foundation an extremist group and outlawed it in June. This is VOA News. Germany denounced alleged spying for Russia by a UK national working at the British embassy in Berlin as unacceptable after prosecutors Wednesday announced his arrest. Germany's foreign ministry spokesperson told reporters Berlin, quote, will be following the federal prosecutor's investigation very closely, end quote. He said Germany was taking the case very seriously. Canada will appeal Canadian businessman Michael Spavor's 11-year jail sentence for spying in China, the country's top diplomat said Wednesday, citing a lack of evidence in what he called a sham trial. Spavor was sentenced earlier Wednesday in a ruling by a Chinese court, which has ignited an international outcry. The United States and the European Union have condemned the move, and the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, has slammed it as, quote, absolutely unacceptable and unjust, end quote. U.S. President Joe Biden will gather world leaders in December for a virtual summit for democracy that is being seen as a challenge to authoritarian China and an alternative to the traditional G20 summit meeting. Mr. Biden seeks to bring together heads of state with major figures in philanthropy, civil society, and the private sector from a diverse group of the world's democracies, the White House said in a statement Wednesday. The gathering is scheduled for December 9th through 10th. U.S. President Biden is meeting with the chief executives of United Airlines and Kaiser Permanente Wednesday to find ways to boost U.S. COVID-19 vaccination rates, the White House said. In addition, Howard University's president and a South Carolina business owner who adopted a vaccinate or get tested requirement for her workers will also be in attendance, an administration official said. Across the country, COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations are soaring in areas with low vaccination rates, mainly conservative states in the U.S. South. Spain's Medicines Agency has authorized the first round of clinical trials for the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Spanish company Hipra, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said Wednesday. 5 million people in Australia's second largest city must stay at home for at least another week as authorities extend a tough lockdown in Melbourne after failing to curb the latest outbreak. And the World Health Organization announces major trials of three drugs in 52 countries to see if they can help seriously ill COVID-19 patients. Forecasters with the U.S. National Hurricane Center say Tropical Storm Fred, the sixth storm of the hurricane season, has formed in the Caribbean Sea. It's expected to move near the Dominican Republic and Haiti Wednesday, bringing heavy rain and the possibility of flooding and mudslides. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.